All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's start off this hour, give you some weather brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit TornadoRoofing.com for a free roof and window estimate. How are we looking, Leroy? You're out of the, what does our Hard Rock Bet Bus windowplex look like?
Let me tell you, it's beautiful where we are. It's nice and cool inside this bus. But outside, let me tell you, you need a lot of this, a lot of hydration. Stay hydrated, champ.
Gotta stay hydrated, champ.
It's hot. It is hot. I'm looking. Not a lot of clouds, so it's mostly sunny. Winds are about 10 miles an hour, gusting up a little higher. I'm looking at flags, but we're in a little bit of a tunnel, so I can't tell you which way it's going.
Yep.
I'm going to say it's been coming out of the south, southwest, southeast all day. Other than that, just stay hydrated. Don't get caught out there like knuckleheads with nothing to drink. There you go. Stay hydrated, champ. There you go.
He's got it.
He got it. That's
got
a rattler.
Look at him. He's got
a rattler right there.
Got FAMU represent.
FAMU rattler.
Got some Wild Fork in hand. He's got himself a Hard Rock coconut with him. He's having a good day here today. We hope you all come out here to the Citadel for our match vibe party. We got USA and Australia. We're going to talk some of it with Solana coming on up. He has his Summer of Soccer show. Saturdays on WQAM. You guys can catch it. What time is that at, dude?
Noon tomorrow.
So he'll stop by next segment. We'll get Solana on here. Get to our headlines. Those are brought to you by Doral Key in Miami at a Domino's game. You'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Kia. As Team USA back at it today against Australia at 3 o'clock. And we will see if they can keep the vibes high from their dominant win against Paraguay. You know what I like about soccer, dude? I like the fact, you know, when I go to a – I don't know much about this soccer, right? But I've been watching a lot of it. But what I like about watching it in public is I think you could just ride with the crowd. You know?
Yeah, you don't need to know a lot about
you don't
the
gotta
sport,
know. Yeah, right? And you could just go, oh, if a guy's falling. And then if a guy's faking, you're like, oh, he's faking it. You know, you could just kind of follow along. And then when the goal, but when the goals happen, the eruption, I mean, hockey's got this too, but the goal eruption that happens when they're scored, oh, what a time. And the beer's flowing, it's flying everywhere.
Hockey ruins its own flow because they make the announcement 5 minutes later who scored.
That's true. But you got, you know why? Because they got a, there's very, you know, maybe you got a deflection or an own goal every now and then. But, you know, sometimes we've seen these crazy deflections in hockey.
Oh, my
and goodness. You got to give the credit to the right guys.
All right.
So that's why. But I anyway, like, the hockey game's going on, like, with his 40 goal of the season, Alexander Barkov.
But keep in mind, they've already started playing. So that means, like, if in football, if they would announce the touchdown after the kickoff.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's just a weird, like, it just catches you off guard because if you're watching it on TV, hockey has resumed, and then all of a sudden you hear in the background,
there's some more hockey fodder that's out there. This is non-Bob related, so I'm not going to be sensitive about this. But yesterday, Kevin Weeks, we've had him on the show before, former Panthers goalie, he's a longtime analyst for ESPN. And how about this, Jennifer? Do you hear this news?
No, I did not. Tell me.
Kevin Weeks tweeted out yesterday, per sources, I'm told that Anaheim Ducks captain Radko Gudas is gaining interest in the marketplace if him and the Ducks can't get a deal done. Panthers and Maple Leafs are among the potential fits. He's physical, experienced, playoff tested, and is on a 2 to 3 year term between 3.5 to 4.5 and average annual value. So
I got to tell you, those uniforms catch me off guard.
The orange?
The orange.
Because they're Orange County. That's like their thing.
Right.
Remember I told you that?
Yeah, like, no, I know.
They stole Stephen Ross's bit. They have the orange carpet. They brought the orange carpet back this year. The Ducks are very good at promotions.
Right.
The Ducks are very good at promotions.
So a potential reunion?
Could be a potential reunion with Gudas? The Butcher. Could
Man,
be
I a miss him.
I miss him, too. He is very intimidating. Very intimidating. I mean, he's the Butcher. But I think, you know, I'm not exactly a Ducks aficionado, but I know that they are very, very young. And they had a good year this year, even though I don't like that Joel Quenneville, because he was mean to Bob. But I know he has other baggage.
You said you were not going to be sensitive about this.
It wasn't about Bob, but I'm not. But this is different. This is old baggage.
Okay.
This is old Quinville baggage because he was mean to Bob. Because he was a size king. He was like, oh, I love Driga. He's so big. He didn't like Bob. I didn't like that. You don't disrespect a legend like Sergei Bobrovsky. What kind of coaching is that? You know, I think what are you trying to accomplish there?
Right.
But anyway, Radko Gudas coming back to the Panthers. I would enjoy that very much.
I would not be opposed to that. I like it.
I would like that too. That would be fun. I would. We add some more physicality to the Panthers. They definitely need some help on the defense. You got Radko there with Seth Jones. Then we got the polar bear back there. We're back to wreck and shop. Because that was a...
That was pretty...
That's a hell of a polar bear.
I think he needs some more coconut water there.
Yeah, you're a little... You sound like a thirsty polar bear.
How could a polar bear get thirsty?
Have you ever seen him drink Coca-Cola?
I'm sure he would.
Huh?
That's true.
Have you ever seen him drink Coca-Cola?
Come on, Leroy.
Absolutely.
Coca-Cola, man.
Yeah.
Well, did you see in the Super Bowl, they cheated on him. They went with another software, soft drink beverage.
I did.
You know, it was like a Casa Amor for soda.
They need the Love Island poppy.
So, coming up today, we got USA and Australia from Seattle, 6 o'clock, Scotland and Morocco from Foxborough, Brazil and Haiti tonight from Haiti, from Philly, excuse me, at 8:30. That'd be a hell of a home field advantage for Haiti. Brazil versus Haiti in Philadelphia, and then at 11 o'clock, Turkey and Paraguay. That is your lineup later on today. But we want you guys to come on out here. We are at the Citadel celebrating the summer of soccer with WQAM and all of our friends here at Odyssey Power 96 is out here. We're having a great time. You guys can come out here, enjoy complimentary global food samples from Wild Fork. Leroy's already, how was it?
Good.
Delicious,
good.
Huh?
Yeah. Once I found out it was a kangaroo, I was all in.
I was really hoping we were going to
eat Tobin.
Kangaroo.
No,
like, what's wrong with you?
I would have liked that. I think that's a great bit.
Do you understand what a kangaroo would taste like?
No.
That's why
that's why I wanted to taste it. Do you?
Does this honestly surprise you from Tobin?
No.
We also got cafecito from La Llave. You guys had that. How was that?
I had two already, and they're delicious.
I had one, and they cut me off.
I thought you guys had an extra pep in your step.
I had one, and they cut me off.
That's what I'm going to need. I'm going to need a little Yave in the studio for the final hour.
Yep.
Dun, 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 dun. Rooftop Vibes with Al Capone. Udonis Haslam is en route. He's going to be here. The Heat captain, the Heat legend. I guess Bam. He's still the Heat captain, right? Even though Bam's the Heat captain.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Udonis Haslam, he supersedes captain. He's like Heat vice president.
You know what it is? Here's what it is. It's the equivalent to calling somebody champ.
Yeah, right?
Like,
exactly.
If you've been a captain, you can always be called captain. You've been a champ, you can always be called champ, even though it might have been 10 years ago.
Agreed.
So just treat it like that.
Well, UD will be here aboard the Hard Rock Bet Bus as we've been here having a great time. Thank you to Hard Rock. They've been awesome today. This facility is absolutely incredible.
I want one.
Yeah, we want. Hey, Len!
What?
We want a broadcast bus.
Okay, done.
Please, Len. Thank you.
So come on over here, guys. Stay for the vibes. We're going to enjoy some summer of soccer together here at the Citadel. And it is sponsored by Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, by La Llave Smooth Espresso, by your South Florida Chevy dealer. Shout out to Chevy's out here today. They got their whole lineup. Come on over. Look at a car for yourself. All right, you deserve something nice. Smooth Espresso, La Llave, and, of course, we got Al Capone. Sweet hand-rolled cognac cigars, Wild Fork Neighborhood Meat and Seafood Market, Hard Rock Bet Sportsbook, and by Verizon, an official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. We're live from the Hard Rock Bet Bus, parked outside the Citadel.
Anything you want to say, Jennifer, real quick?
No.
You got smoked in Connect Four, didn't you?
Yes. And I told her three moves before it was over.
She goes, what are you talking about?
It was hard to see, you know. It's a lot of sun outside.
Black and white. Real hard to see.
Seems like you would see just fine.
Oh, she saw already.
No,
she saw me working the
book. I let you have it.
Solana's here. Okay. Solana is hosting our weekend soccer show, Summer of Soccer Noons on WQAM on Saturday. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to seeing if the U.S. can pretty much wrap up their group today. Captain America is going to be available today. Yeah. We'll see if he starts, but he's available. So that calf injury looks like he's doing okay with it. So I'm jacked up, man.
Was what was the nervousness of him? Because it seemed like at practice all week they were saying he wasn't fully training. So like, was this like a maintenance program thing? Are they feeling like he's going to be full go? How do we feel about what he's going to be able to bring to the table today?
I think the balance was, hey, do you need, after that first half, right? Do you need Christian Pulisic to go ultimately and win this group? Not really. Turkey didn't look as good as they did. And you feel like if the U.S. can replicate what they did in that first half against Paraguay, I mean, they're going to have their way with Australia. But here's the thing, Tobin. They looked a lot better in the first half than they did in the second. And who played in that first half? Christian Pulisic. He had the split of the two defenders that led to the first goal. That was an own goal. He had the assist on the second goal. So, yeah, he's their most talented player. You want him out there. It's just that balance of you don't want to risk further injuring a calf muscle or a calf injury and then risk him not being available for the round of 32 when you really need him to be healthy.
Is Australia, do they stink? Because everybody seems very confident in this game. Like,
no.
Is there any threat here for the U.S., or they got to take care of business?
No, I think there's a threat. Look around the tournament, man. I mean, who would have thought Portugal was going to tie their game? Who would have thought Spain and Cabo Verde or Cape Verde, that game was going to end up in a 0-0 draw? I mean, Spain was a massive favorite in that game, and Cape Verde played very well, very composed in the back, and they got the result that they were begging for. That's the greatest result in that country's history. So Australia,
does that make you nervous? You got them next.
Yes,
Uruguay.
Yes, I'm very nervous. Uruguay has to win that game on Sunday here in Miami at Miami Stadium, Hard Rock. They have to win that game, and that's never a good position to be in. But look, I think the U.S. is extremely more talented in this game. Balogun, who had the brace the other day, is probably the best striker in this game. Not probably, the best striker in the game. And if the U.S. can play how they played the other day, they should be fine. But Australia is going to be very organized in the back, and they're very susceptible to go forward, as they showed with some young attackers against Turkey, that they can make you pay with set pieces and headers. So this isn't an easy game by any stretch. I know what the lines say, and I know that the U.S. is a heavy favorite, as they should be, but it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't guarantee anything.
You nervous about Australia, Leroy?
No.
Why not, dude?
No, because, I mean, all I have to go by is what I saw last game.
It was so very impressive.
It was very impressive.
It was.
And so from that standpoint, I just think more than anything, just seeing the energy that they played with was something we're not used to seeing. We're used to seeing, you know, everybody else in the world play with this energy. And to see the U.S. playing with that energy, I mean, that's when you look at all the teams that tied, that should have got blown out, it was the energy in which they played with. And if that message could get to all these teams that struggled game one, it's there. Look, you got to play with more energy. That's what happened to Portugal.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Man, Cristiano Ronaldo, Tobin, should basically be, he looks like he's playing in a wheelchair, man.
I feel bad for him because I feel like everybody. Like,
is it his fault they're putting him in that situation, though? Because they got a lot of other injuries, right?
I mean, no, I don't think they have a lot of other injuries. He's playing out of position. So he's older. He's playing out of position. He's playing a position that he's not necessarily fit to be playing. I don't know. I don't know if that's the manager there or maybe some of the directives of the Federation of Portugal saying, oh, you play Ronaldo. You play Cristiano Ronaldo. If that's Ronaldo saying, you better start me. Or if the manager just kind of has to step in and say, look, man, you're not fit to be starting as our number nine or our main attacker.
Who's going to be
creator.
That guy, though?
Yeah, I mean,
who's going to be that guy?
To Leroy, Portugal is one of the most talented teams in, like, the guy that would replace him starts for PSG or starts for Manchester City. Like,
right.
I mean, we're talking about one of the deeper teams in the tournament, one of the favorites in the tournament. Look, it's one game. You don't want to overreact. Who would have thought the U.S., after everybody's first game, would, other than Germany, who put seven on Curaçao, would be the most impressive team? Nobody. So it's one game, but yeah, I just think he's playing as your number nine up top to be creating and scoring goals.
Would they even be doing this, though, like, because of the Messi rivalry? Would they even be doing this? Because Messi is obviously still at the peak, like, hat trick to start. He won the World Cup. He kind of took a head in the career derby. Like, If Messi wasn't a thing right now, do you think Ronaldo would be sipping Mai Tais somewhere and just forgetting about all this?
Yeah, I mean, I think he'd still be on the team, but I don't think he'd be starting. And I don't think it would be as big of a moment for him to prove that, hey, he can do what Messi did. Bro, Messi winning that World Cup changed so much about narratives between those two, changed so much about the conversations of the greatest of all time. It really did. And then now, Messi comes here to Miami. He's like this global brand ambassador. Inter Miami has more Instagram and social media followers than any club team of any sport in the United States. And Cristiano Ronaldo is playing in Saudi Arabia, where you just don't get that same coverage. So, I mean, it changed everything. And now, Messi, he's about to turn 39 years old. It's unheard of what he's doing in soccer. Yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo wants to win a World Cup, but he can't be a bystander.
This is exactly my point as to why the Panthers need to pay Sergei Bobrovsky, because
who's to say that...
What, Ronaldo?
Sergei Bobrovsky is basically...
I'm saying, how you know he's not Ronaldo?
No, he's Messi, dude. But don't you say that. He is the Messi
of hockey.
Way,
I love the way... Listen, here's the problem, and I won't say in sports, but in a lot of sports, right? Somebody needs to have that conversation with Ronaldo, but nobody wants to have it.
It's too much of a because it's like a rock star. Like, how do you do that?
But he hasn't been playing well where he's playing.
But it's not just he's a rock star, man. Like, this dude is right. Bigger. He's bigger than
but
the game
in cost,
some aspects.
Though?
Yeah,
at
I'm,
what
I'm
cost?
With I'm with you.
Can I tell you another thing? As I watch Love Island. People don't like to tell the handsome the truth. So the handsome get lied to all the time. It really is the case. Like, this Corbin is a dum-dum, right?
That's why you lie to me so much?
Yeah, that is, actually.
Oh, okay.
It is.
You should be so flattered.
I'm telling you, the handsome get lied to all the time. And so this is what's happening with Ronaldo. If Ronaldo looked like a hobgoblin, they would have benched him a long time ago. But he's so dreamy, and they're just like, God, he can't be that bad. Because at least he looks good in the jersey.
Oh, we just got some breaking news, Tobin. Pulisic is out for the United States against Australia.
You know what? That's why you don't trust Polymarket, everybody. I'm telling you. That's who I saw tweeted out today. Like, oh, yeah, he's in. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure he is. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I should trust this. And then there was some other guy. I was like, I don't know what soccer reporters to trust. I'm just like, because there was another guy who's like, yeah, he's making amends. All right, so that's not good. So Pulisic is out.
Yeah, Pochettino,
maybe it was
the manager,
maybe
just
it was
confirmed.
Warm-up. Maybe he didn't make it through warm-up.
Well, no, I mean, he could have been fit enough to be available, and which is what everybody was reporting, that he'll be
fit. He'll be available, but he won't start.
Right, but yeah, Pochettino just confirmed not only will he not start, he is out for the game tonight.
Out.
All right, well, that's not great. Who else have you been impressed with so far in this tournament? Like, you know, Spain, you mentioned the draw. They were one of the favorites going in. France, we saw Mbappe come out to play very early on. Of the powerhouses, who do you think has impressed the most so far?
Yeah, well, I think France for sure. I think France, you get four draws on Monday, right? Four draws across the board, but it was fun soccer. It was entertaining. And I know Americans are going to say, oh, who wants a draw in soccer? What are we doing? But you watch those Cabo Verde be able to contain Spain and hold on to that result at the end. Like, it was entertaining soccer, but then the following day, all right, USA, you got what you wanted for. You got Erling Haaland scoring goals. You got Leo Messi with the three goals. And then, obviously, France in the second half just did whatever they wanted against Senegal. So, to me, it was France who looked wildly impressive. I told you guys, Germany, they shouldn't even be considered a dark horse, but they put seven on Curaçao. And I know it's just Curaçao, but putting seven goals in a game is insane. It's like scoring 70 points in a damn football game. So, I think they have to, you know, be talked about a little bit. And the USA, Tobin, I'm not joking, man. Like, that was as impressive of a performance as anybody put on the pitch throughout the first group stage games.
Well, hopefully they can keep that momentum going here today against Australia. As Solana said, Pulisic is out, so that's obviously a big blow. But hopefully the depth of this team shines. Solana, you will be on tomorrow.
Yes.
For the Summer of Soccer at noon?
Yeah, noon to 2 p.m. tomorrow, along with Dan Day as well. And I thought we had a great show last week, Tobin, genuinely, and it helps if the USA wins, because then we're just...
That's a vibe.
It's just vibes, man. Yep. It's just vibes. So hopefully another great USA result today. And I'm going to have on somebody from the city of Miami, kind of explaining the best ways to get to Hard Rock Stadium, because I think there's a little bit of confusion, some of the free ways to get to Hard Rock Stadium, and we have a bunch of other really cool guests lined up to break down this game that's coming up.
All right. Thank you, Solana. We appreciate the insight, dude. We see Hollywood's there. He's got his wild fork and a coconut that he's having. Tyler's out there signing the giant Hard Rock bet ball.
Hollywood, you don't spend much time in the sun, do you? You're going to burn, buddy. You're going to burn.
All right. We'll take a break here. We are live from the Citadel celebrating the summer of soccer right now with all our fine sponsors. We'll shout them all out, and we're going to play a little You're Dead to Me to close things out on the other side. We are back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Friday. And before we get back to the vibe, let's bury some people. You're dead to me. Although it is a very relaxing time, I don't really feel like in the mood to bury people.
I'm not feeling like burying people.
I mean, we're here on this Hard Rock bed bus. It's a party, the Citadel. We're having our match vibe party right now.
Coconuts.
Leroy's drinking out of a coconut.
I saw some people eating a coconut. I didn't even know it was real.
Yeah, dude.
Leroy,
I told you.
Real.
I told you. They got the official stand out there.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the coconut. I like coconut flavored stuff, but just eating it is too dry.
We have coming up our $10,000 kick challenge. You guys, courtesy of Verizon, you guys can kick for $10,000. One participant an hour will have that opportunity down here. So if you want to
get your stretch on,
it's a boot. Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. It ain't kicking. It's not kicking for $10. It's kicking for $10,000. So
get your stretch on.
Get your stretch on. And you can't bounce it either. I was told you can't bounce it.
Yeah, because I almost made it that way.
You gotta put that puppy in on the fly. So check that on out. Thanks again to all our sponsors out here. Wild Fork, delicious.
Look at Jimmy shopping.
Where's Jimmy?
Look at him.
Jimmy's got some Hard Rock swag with him.
He's a big fat liar because he came in here and he's like, you know, I'm not going to go down there till later. I'm not going to enjoy myself.
You know what?
Look at him.
Out here shopping, he has a whole bag.
Shopping, he has a whole bag of goodies.
Wow.
Brittany, you know what the good news is? You're done in 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I feel like...
You're done in 10 minutes.
Like, you know when your parents ground you and they tell you you can't play with your cousins until a certain time? Like, that's how I feel right now.
Yeah,
I'm just watching.
You're gonna join
guys.
The party here. Join the party here in just a second, and you guys come on down. Go over and get some cafecito from La Llave. Get some food from Wild Fork. If you want a cigar from Al Capone, you could do that. Udonis Haslam is gonna be here, the captain. Who's excited about that? Gonna be here on the Hard Rock Buzz with a little Q&A. The champ will be here, gracing us with his presence and getting us in the mood for a little USA versus Australia. If you guys are missing it. Christian Pulisic is going to miss today's game with that calf injury, so that sucks. But doesn't matter. We're going to still kick Australia's ass. So
the World Cup's really, like, it's a long, long,
long process.
I would err on the side of caution. I would have probably, because it's not like, do you have other guys you could dress instead of him? Or the roster is already set, and those guys are the ones you have in?
Like a call-up?
Not like a call-up, but you, like, you know, in football, you bring 53 guys, but you only activate 46.
I don't know, dude. You're asking me questions. I don't know.
Winnie!
Here we go again.
Where's Solana? Hey, how many guys go, Solana?
Why are you, like, that's a good question.
I didn't say it wasn't a good question. I said I didn't know.
No, you didn't say it like that. You didn't say it like that.
You're very sensitive today, dude. Going. You're so sensitive today. I mean, I got to tell you, just because you know, I missed your first kick video... You've been mad at me ever since.
Yeah.
It was a good kick.
Because you dismissed his kick.
Well, it wasn't the $10,000 kick, though.
It was still an impressive
kick. It was harder to kick it in that little bitty tiny hole over there on the left.
Not from that distance, it wasn't.
Oh, no. Let me tell you. I had to do some hammy stretches.
Thanks to Michelob Ultra as well. They got their stand there. You guys got some refreshing Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. And Verizon, the official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, right here. We are enjoying the Hard Rock Bet Sportsbook bus. All right, let's play You're Dead to Me. For me, look, it probably should be from Love Island last night because I was very upset. You know, what they did to Seoul was criminal. But it's going to go to Bill Simmons. I can't with this guy. You can't sit here 3 weeks ago telling me the Miami Heat are giving up too much for Giannis. And then 3 weeks later, you're like, well, they're not giving up anything for Giannis. You got to make up your mind, Little Willie. All right? Are the Heat giving up?
Little Willie.
Because he's acting like Little Willie. Yeah. And let me tell you something. You can't sit here 3 weeks ago being like, I wouldn't trade that much for Giannis. And then you'd be like, oh, you guys aren't giving up anything for Giannis. All because your beloved Celtics are sitting here in this fictional deal with maybe we're going to give up Jaylen Brown and nothing else. Like, oh, thanks, if I'm the Bucks. Oh, really? That's what you're offering me? The opportunity to trade Jaylen Brown? Oh, you guys are real pals. Thanks for that. So I'm just tired of it. I want this derby to be over. I cannot wait for the draft. I hope this is decided by the draft. But one thing I am sick of is every single Boston Celtics media member spin jobbing this entire thing, acting like the Heat are giving a bag of donuts for Giannis. It's ridiculous. Make up your minds. Acting like frauds. Dead to me.
You're dead to
me. Leroy?
I know nobody wants to hear this, but I'm going to tell you who's dead to me.
Snap.
Love Island.
What?
All of them.
I'm tired of hearing about Love Island.
No.
Only to hear, you know what? This year sucks. After the year you guys talk about it for 3 weeks.
That's part of the fun of
that's
Love Island.
That's not fun. About it.
Part of
you're investing in garbage. Hot garbage.
I don't like that description.
Nope. It's garbage. It's a garbage show. Love Island. Ain't nobody finding love on that island.
That's
they're
not
all
true.
Horny.
That's
they're
not
all
true.
Doing whatever they want to everybody else. Let me explain something to you. In the real world, if you have an interest in somebody and you see them kissing on one of your friends, it's over.
Love is found on the villa.
It's stupid.
It's not stupid.
It's a stupid show.
You can say a lot of things. You can't call it stupid.
It's stupid. Stupid.
Don't yuck our yum.
Listen, if I'm liking a girl and I'm talking to her and whatever, sweet nothings or whatever, and then she having a free-for-all with two other dudes in the same... No, we out! I'm out!
Why do you always have to yuck our yum?
Peace! Peace!
Peace!
Meanwhile, you know what? I'm yucking decency.
Meanwhile, you're going to sit here watching...
children here, guys.
You're going to watch the fourth spinoff of Game of Thrones on Sunday.
Now, that... Listen. But I know beforehand. It's entertainment.
You're just there for the dragons.
I'm entertainment. Like, and then another thing. Come with your real name. There ain't no way in hell somebody's name is Sincere.
I told you it's a real name. I knew somebody named
there
Sincere.
Ain't no real name.
It is.
Oh, it's a real name.
It is a real name.
You know what?
Whoever named him that should be taken to jail for 30 days.
30
why
only
sentence.
30 days?
Why? Naming your kid Sincere.
You better hope no one there is Sincere.
Because hopefully by then, he'll be kicked off of Love Island, and then they could all be together.
It'd be great if somebody's like, I'm Sincere.
No, I was about to say, like, what if someone is there is named Sincere?
There ain't a whole bunch of people. No, absolutely not.
Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Well, you know what, Leroy? I'm also on that same island because Sincere is dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Who else? Corbin is dead to me. That guy is straight up AI.
Wow.
Kenzie, please split your way out of the villa. I am tired of you, okay? You're exhausting. And every time you say that you and Corbin have so much chemistry and you guys have all these conversations, your conversations are preschool level, to be honest to me. It's hard to watch.
I don't think they're there for the conversations.
No, of course not.
I think they're there for body language.
It's not called Discussion Island.
Only their bodies talk, okay? And I'm sick of it, okay? I don't want to see that on my television.
But I just don't get why you guys like this show. I can't explain it either.
I don't really... The thing is, I don't like it, but I like to hate watch it.
I like to hate watch it.
Exactly. It is a good hate
you
watch.
You can lose IQ points.
But you say I'm yucking people's yum.
You are yucking our yum.
When you say you're watching the show, you hate watching the show.
But we enjoy it. We still are enjoying it. We're indulging in
but
it.
But that sounds like you have you got bigger issues than me.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
You're watching the show to hate it?
Nah.
To hate the people on the show?
There are just things, like if you're an OG like me, you're watching the UK seasons, you know, and they've all tried to copy from the UK.
Wait, you watch it in another country?
Of course.
Oh, I first watched it in the UK.
The UK version's the best version.
And the only reason, and USA was terrible for years. The only thing that made it good was they had Ariana Maddox from Vanderpump Rules as the host. That's what changed the game for them.
And now we have Sierra from Summer House.
Yeah,
love her.
Season 6 was a game changer. Yeah, but she's got to up the production because she's... I can already sense from Ariana. She's, like, trying to pass the ball. Let's figure this thing out. And she's not bringing it. So
she had literally one episode
where she was just doing a challenge. Did you watch her after Sun episodes with her?
The After Sun was actually really entertaining. Yeah, I would always skip those.
I don't watch After
Sun. But I actually liked her input.
Look, we're not talking about the show anymore. You guys are just going at each other about how the show is. You ain't even talking about the show. You're talking about the after show, the after discussions, the games. This is why I hate this show.
This is why they need a new cast.
You know why you don't like it, Leroy? Do you want to know why you don't like it? It's because you're the only person on this show that doesn't watch it. So you hate that we talk about it. You feel left out.
No, that's not true.
I think it's because you feel left out.
About Game of Thrones. I didn't say I hated Game of Thrones.
Okay,
I was the only
what does that have
that
to do with
anything? Game of Thrones. Because I was the only person that hadn't seen Game of Thrones.
Well, you know what? Here I am. I'm the only person that hasn't seen it.
And no, I haven't seen it.
And I don't hate it, but I just don't watch it.
Exactly.
I don't feel left out.
Brittany, who's dead to you?
So all week I've remained silent about this. And nobody's brought it to my attention. Nobody's brought it to the attention of the show, which I'm deeply hurt by. But Lewis Hamilton won the Barcelona Grand Prix last weekend. It's always going to be F1, and it always will be F1. And I got no congratulations from any of you about it, but that's fine.
I didn't even know he was still racing.
That's our close personal.
What are you saying?
Of course, when they show Lewis Hamilton on TV, they show him with Kim Kardashian. Right. They don't even show him racing anymore. Showing him with Kim Kardashian.
You're so full of it.
You're basically doing this whole thing.
She's been to one race the entire season, so calm down, okay? And she wasn't at the last race that he won.
I don't think he's yelling at me.
I'm calm. I'm not yelling. That's my normal voice.
No, not yelling.
You guys should know me by now.
So, other than you guys kind of being dead to me for not bringing it up at all, well, so is everybody else.
When you say congratulate you, you want us to congratulate you
as if you were a fan of a team.
Like, hey, you know, it's like, hey,
it's
race.
Like, I'm sure. Wait, when Vlad came in on Monday, did you congratulate him on the Knicks winning?
Boxed in.
Why would I congratulate?
He did say,
"I hate." Wait, he did say, "I hate the Knicks." But I'm happy for Vlad.
I said, exactly. If I'm happy for anybody, I'm happy for Vlad. But I didn't congratulate him.
So you could have said, I don't watch F1.
Brittany. But I saw Lewis Hamilton won his first race with Ferrari.
I understand, but like, I have like when Manny Pacquiao would win fights, nobody congratulated me. Hey, Tobes, congrats on Manny Pacquiao.
Well, I wasn't like, here then. I would have been like, wow, Tobin, I can't believe Manny Pacquiao won. You don't know me.
It's an individual sport, though.
Of course, it's an individual sport.
It's strange.
It's not strange.
Like, wouldn't I go like, "Hey, Ferrari won, congrats"?
Sure, you could have said that too.
Your sport is strange.
You could have said that too. They haven't won a race in 2 years, so yeah, you could have said that. But that wasn't even the point of this. The point of was that the debt to me went to all the people at the beginning of the season who were calling for his retirement and said that he was never going to win anything ever again. And now he's second in the WDC and he's fighting for his 8th world championship. So everybody who doubted him, you're dead to me.
How old is he?
He's 41.
See, this again. This is why I say Sergei Bobrovsky's gonna be fine.
I knew he was gonna say that.
Sergei Bobrovsky is basically the Lewis Hamilton of hockey. Much like Messi, you know, the older coming
back. He's got 7 championships.
Oh, you were just like dunking on him, and now you're using him in your argument?
I always say, if you want to look to whether or not you should.
Oh, so
keep
I'm not
Sergei
allowed to use him in an argument?
Not after you yucked my yum. No.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you, Sergei Bobrovsky is basically the Lewis Hamilton of hockey, and so the Panthers need to sign him, okay? And also, he's the Messi of hockey, and also, he's the best. So, Bill Zito, if you're here today at the Citadel, and you can hear my voice.
Definitely here.
I need you to pay Sergei Bobrovsky, okay? I can't allow him to go somewhere else, because I can't see him in another sweater. That's not going to go well for me. Please pay Bob. I can't deal with him leaving. I've already had too many people leave me. And it wouldn't be good for me. What would be good for all of you is to come on down to the Citadel and enjoy our Match Vibe party. All right, we're having a great time here today. We're getting ready to watch Team USA against Australia. Thank you to the Hard Rock for having us here on their Bet Bus. It is awesome.
Very accommodating.
We appreciate the hospitality. You guys were incredible crew here today. And thank you for all the help. If you guys want to get some food here from Wild Fork, they got that. They're dishing it out. It looks incredible.
Meat rotating over an open fire is delicious.
Delicious, dude. So go over there. Go get some cafecito from La Llave. Go get a cigar from Al Capone.
Who's got the Oh, Hard Rock's got the coconuts.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. Right here in front of us, dude.
Yep.
Right here in front of us. Go get some beer from Michelob Ultra. And, hey, maybe you walk. You got the Chevy cars out here. You go and appreciate Chevy for coming out here. And you go to your South Florida Chevy dealers, as they got their whole lineup here as well. And Verizon is sponsoring our $10,000 kick. So if you guys want to try and win it, you guys can step on up. It's a hell of a boot, though. It's a hell of a boot. Verizon, an official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Sinbad Sports also over there giving us some merch as well. So stop over there. You guys get your swag for the World Cup. That is our show today, everybody. We appreciate you guys. It was a blast. We're going to enjoy the soccer, and we will talk to you rascals on Monday.
No, I want to see everything.
She's smart. She has a lot of ropes.
Yeah.
They're called cords.
I didn't have any cords. Of those.
Well, clearly.
That was her way of subliminally.
You go, boy.
Nope.
You know, I'm sure his nut water doesn't taste very good.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.